Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
MoDo.us.
Visit MoDo.us for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games and now introducing live blackjack, roulette, and casino hold'em. These are so much fun. Modo always has generous jackpots, free spins, and exciting promotions. Register today at MoDo.us for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MoDo.us.
Are those still your wedding extensions? Or
I don't have any extensions.
Oh, you don't have? There's no extensions in your hair.
You sure about that?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I see a clip.
I love that. I love that audio. You sure about that?
It would look much better if I had extensions in.
Wow, it looks really good.
Yeah, it looks thick today.
Long.
Looks voluminized.
Do you get like keratin treatments or stuff on your hair?
No.
Oh.
I do nothing to my hair. It's pretty bad, actually.
How often do you wash it?
I wash it every time I'm in the shower.
Oh,
I know girls
really?
Go like...
That's, yeah, I was told that like for hair especially, you wash it like once every like week and a half, 2 weeks to keep the oils in your hair because...
Mine gets so dirty, I think because like I touch it so much throughout the day that it just gets filthy.
That's
so
true.
I don't want dirty hair. I just wash it.
Yeah, sometimes I just want to feel clean.
Yeah.
I want to do some stuff while I'm in the shower. And it's like, this is something to do. I feel like I wash my body and wash my face and I'm like, well.
Showers are really quick when you don't have to wash your hair.
Or I'll just get like a tiny little dab of like shampoo and conditioner.
Just to make, at least make it smell nice or make it feel clean. So I'll do that sometimes too.
I've done the move where... I'll just stick my head in the tub and just shampoo like my bangs so it looks nice and keep the roots like a little oily.
Just swirling your head around.
Just baptizing yourself.
Yeah. No, but that's, yeah, I've had multiple people tell me that. So I just now I think about it. I was like,
I haven't
wash
used
my hair.
Conditioner in years.
Oh.
Like years and years and years and years.
Yeah, I don't think you like need conditioner.
My hair is just
I feel
so
like more
it,
for like
it
thick.
Gets oily.
Yeah.
And it just makes it like 10 times worse.
Shampoo, I feel like we've talked about this before.
Shampoo's like the soap. It's like the cleaning.
It cleans the hair and conditions.
Just makes it soft and nice.
And it also helps your scalp out too, right?
I don't know. I
conditioner in my scalp.
Yeah, I was told not to put conditioner on your
only
scalp.
On the ends.
I just do the
only
ends.
Only in the ends.
And okay.
Like mine just gets the knots out.
I just rub it around.
Damn. You know what? Who cares? Do
who
what
gives,
you want.
Who gives a shit?
It's all the same.
I know.
Yeah.
I get moments where I just want to buzz my hair. I'm like, I'm going to buzz my hair off and see.
Yes.
My
complaints though with like shampoo and conditioner bottles and stuff, change up the heads or make it really distinct which one's shampoo, which one's conditioner. I'm always going, God, this is the conditioner and this one's the shampoo.
Well, which ones are you using? I feel like they're pretty.
Some brands do a really good job of having like the opposite where it's like you can tell which is which.
Which I love.
It's like the same theme, but yeah.
Well, I guess ours are like down on a rack in like the corner. And so I'm always looking down onto them.
Yeah.
And so I can never see what's on the bottle. But I'm just like, put a little C and an S on the top of these.
I get it, but like you could just read the... I feel like it's pretty big on the bottle.
Even though they're probably in the same position every time. No one's picking them up, but my brain is just...
And conditioner usually has like a solid cap and shampoo has a transparent cap.
Conditioner would always be like the white cap.
Yeah.
And then the colored cap would be the shampoo.
Yeah.
Like depending on the vibe they're going for.
I used to be the 5-in-1 cleanser.
Ooh, yeah, baby.
And like
middle school and high school.
Just all of it.
From hair down to the same...
The little fish bottle.
3, 4-in-1.
Okay,
yeah.
It has like 4-in-1, 5-in-1, 3-in-1, all of those little combination ones. Have those ever been like proved that they're not good for you?
No, they're probably terrible for you. You shouldn't be rubbing your face with whatever you're rubbing in your hair.
L'Oreal, everybody, you know, shades it. Everybody hates it. 5-in-1, whatever. But then once you get to like the Dr. Bronner's like 28-in-1, now all of a sudden it's God tier.
Wait, Dr. who?
Dr. Bronner's where it's like 38-in-1. And now...
Yeah, it's like a whole novel like is written on the entire like...
I have
but, like,
no idea what you're talking
about. But it's totally okay to use that for everything.
Wait, let me see. What is it? Is it
It's everything. It's
literally everything. You could wash your clothes with it, your hair. You could brush your teeth with it.
Oh, come on. No, it's
eight,
not.
You can brush your teeth. 18 and one. What different time? Is
eight?
It lube?
18 and one.
I actually love this stuff.
You
it's
use
really
it?
Good.
It's
it
like,
is.
It's this one's peppermint, so it's like cooling when you wash your body with it.
Not when it hits your balls.
It's good stuff.
I've used that when I've had psoriasis and stuff, but man, when that gets a little down under, you're like, oh, it's like a burning, cooling sensation. It feels like someone put Icy Hot.
So mostly people are using that to clean themselves.
Yeah, like, but like, that's totally okay for some reason.
And you can also wash your clothes with it. That's pretty crazy.
I like it.
Good for them.
I want just a really nice shampoo and conditioner that smells like kids' L'Oreal shampoo. Remember, like, the kids?
I can't even remember what it smells
watermelon.
Like.
The ones that look like the little fish.
No, I know what you're talking about. I just can't think of what the smell of it.
Good. I would be in the bathtub as a kid and then just huffing that. Mm. Like, yeah. Just going, this smells great.
Don't they make it, like, kind of edible? Or not edible, sorry. It's
strawberry smoothie.
Yeah. It makes it kind of, like, where you can almost, like... Like, lick it a little bit and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
They make it like that. Even chapstick where you can, like, eat it a little bit. Those edible ones.
The coffee flavor, latte ones. Yeah.
It's perfect for potion making when you're a kid. Exactly. You know, you're in the bathtub and you're like, I'm just going to do a little mix of everything my mom.
Use, like, a cap.
Yeah. Remember those notepads where you get to write on it and you're just like, all right. And then you eat it, so it's edible sticky notes.
Love
edible
that.
Sticky notes. Yeah, you wrote something. You
edible,
wrote a note.
It was edible paper.
Edible paper. Yeah.
Question about baths. Bubble baths specifically. Do bubble baths provide any benefit, or is it just all for looks?
Bubble baths? No. You're talking about bath bombs, like bath bomb.
Bath bombs. I understand have like stuff that's good for your skin because it's almost like a mini like Epsom salt kind of.
No, a bubble bath does not help. No.
That's just all for looks.
No, you're putting It's soap in the bathtub, and if you put like salt in it,
I think it's
like
mostly
Epsom
for,
salt.
For,
that's not. That's
privacy.
Good.
Oh yeah, a little bit of privacy so some other people can be in the bathroom.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You're talking about the bubble.
There's nothing worse than being in like a bathtub and the bubble bath like it starts to spread out a bit and you're like losing your bubbles. you're like pulling
on we all
like,
know what that looks like.
You're like bringing the soap
your
back
thing
in.
Is this small.
You're trying to like take a picture.
So embarrassing. You do not want to be caught by paparazzi in a fucking bathtub like that. You don't.
When was the last time you had a proper bath? Well, for you, baptism, but
baptism. Like at least once a year.
I need a good soak. I think I haven't had a bath in a while.
Like when a body part is like hurting, you soak in with like salt.
Yeah, or sometimes it's just like it's a nice treat. Especially now that this house doesn't have a hot tub, so it's kind of like our old house. We would just be like, "All right, let's just go in the hot tub."
Yeah,
yeah.
Hot tubs are. I hate baths. I'm starting to hate baths. I'll get in. I'm just like, oh, okay. This kind of sucks.
Okay, let's go.
All right, like I want to be in and out of the shower as fast as possible.
I'm just like, what am I doing here? Like, give me some toys. Give me some rubber duckies.
You can't have it too hot.
We have the tray that goes across, so I'll put my computer and like work.
Zap.
You'll work in the bathtub.
Of course. I'll have drinks, snacks. Like, I'll do a whole thing.
I understand like watching something like in the bathtub, but like I'm surprised that you're touching while you're in the water.
Do you think with technology now, like if that laptop fell in a bathtub and you're in the bathtub, would
it's
you
a
die?
Great question. I
don't know.
You know, it's always like the cliche with the toaster. You do that and it zaps you because I think that's more of like
hardwired in there. So if her computer was charging and then it fell in, then she would get electrocuted.
But I think a toaster has like an active electrical current. That's what's like toasting it. And when that zaps.
I feel like we would have heard a lot of stories about
laptop. Again, if your phone fell, it wouldn't kill you because that falls in pools stuff.
But if it's connected to the cord, I feel, connected to the wall, right?
Very low risk, but if the laptop itself could be,
Mariah would just, just not the same, her eyelids just like always droop.
Whoa! Mariah, can you type in if it's plugged into a wall?
I don't think so, because I feel like if it's plugged into a wall, it's going to the battery reserve, though. Like, it's not a constant active loop. You know?
See, I think it has to do with
you can get a shock,
the
but
voltage,
not.
Wattage.
Let's try it out.
Yeah.
Hey, can you run us a bath real quick, Jordan?
A toaster is like the most common when you think of it, you think of a toaster.
Yeah.
It had to be from a movie, right? Like a really popular
movie.
The
Ring.
cartoons. It was The Ring. I feel like it's all over.
Oh, it's in The Ring. It's in Groundhog Day. Remember The Ring where she goes back to like find Samara's like dad?
I'm surprised you remember her name, Matt.
Samara. Sandy, there's a girl coming out of the TV.
This bitch is fucking on my flow.
It's toothpaste. I got you again.
I remember that movie made me just like want something like that. It's just crazy.
All right. Should we run that?
Yeah. We're losing ourselves.
It's coffee talk, baby.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And I am one day vape free.
Very good, wow. Zane.
Wow. Zane.
I started yesterday morning. I woke up and stopped. I was like, no vaping.
1 week later.
No.
What's up, every guys?
This is my, right now it's been, I would say like 30 hours, including my sleep that I was not.
Good.
I've never been 30 hours without a vape hit in the last 10 years.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
10 years I've been smoking vape from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to sleep. Every
and
single
in
day.
His sleep.
Remember the Juuls? Remember the Juuls?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was smoking every day, even back during the Juuls.
Damn.
Crazy.
So are you having any oral fixations though? Like, are you craving still like hitting a vape?
So I'm an idiot. I thought quitting a vape and then move, because I was going to start with gum. Like nicotine gum.
Yeah.
Actually, Lucy sent me like a whole package.
That's
of
that
nicotine.
New.
Yeah, it's yeah. A, it's yeah, it helps.
It's it's kind of like a new Nicorette almost.
It looks pretty hip. Like yeah. Nicorette, I feel like it's kind of for old men. Like it has like a edgier look.
They sent me a pack.
So you're doing the gum now instead of smoking.
Yes, I'm gonna try the gum because the worst part about vaping is just like the smoke that you're inhaling the chemical fucking juice,
and it's like sitting in your lungs. Yeah. And, like,
and I
congealing.
Exactly. And I would say once a week for the past like 2 years, I look at it. I'm like, this is going to kill me one day.
Yeah.
And I just like kept on doing it. I like didn't care.
It's good.
I'd get back to it. And I was like, this is going to kill me one day. I should stop. And I just would never, ever stop. And now I want to stop.
Have you gotten rid of all of the vapes in this house? Have you done a full purge and making
no,
sure?
No, I have not done a purge yet because I took a piece of gum, right? And as soon as I took it, I was like, ooh, this is really strong, right? And you get that feeling if you don't usually do like nicotine gum and the feeling goes away.
I remember when I tried a piece of Nicorette, like you feel like you're like,
oh yeah,
like you got like an apple in your throat and you're like, ooh.
Or yeah, it's like you swallowed like a bunch of cinnamon. Ooh. Or it's like very it feels spicy. Like, or, yeah. You know what I mean? Like it just feels like hot.
But that feeling went away pretty quick. I was say in the first like, 3 minutes when I was on the call with you. And the feeling of a vape was just disgusting to me. It just went away. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I don't need to. But then I was like, Heath, I don't actually. This might work. Like, I don't think I'm going to get withdrawals. He's like, no, Zane, you don't get withdrawals until you quit nicotine. I was like, oh,
right.
I didn't think. I thought the vape is what really caused that.
I was like, you're still going to be like annoyed because you like want to, like you're used to smoking a vape. I was like, you're going to want like just the act of smoking. I was like, but you're not going to like have the withdrawal symptoms and like the freak out and like be like, you know, kind of like on edge or whatever, unless you fully quit.
Yeah.
I was like, but treat it like you are. I was like, do the whole like quitting process of nicotine. But if you like are feeling like you're, you know, freaking out or you're having like a panic attack, like have a little bit of the gum to like ease you back, but don't go to smoke. Like,
Don't pick up a vape ever again.
Because the craving will go away. Like, yes. By having that, you know, your moment with the gum or whatever, like, type of pouch, you go, oh, after I don't need to hit that vape because the craving has been satisfied.
Yeah. I'm on day two right now, and, like, I swear it's working. Which
that's
is
good.
You're not, like, surprised. Pavlovian and salivating
no,
going,
no,
give me
No, which
that.
Is crazy because, like, I am, like, I'm a vape fiend.
I used to, and, like, when I quit cigarettes, I remember looking at other people smoking cigarettes, and it would everything in me would like I wanted it so bad. Like I couldn't be around it until.
I
couldn't imagine like sitting in this room and you guys all have a slice of pizza and I don't. Like that's exactly what I imagine.
Like, that makes me have
sick
it.
Thinking about that. I swear that makes me sick.
When you quit cigarettes and you smell someone else having a cigarette, it's like Cinnabon. Like, or you know what I mean? Like, it's like that
I'm
you
like
never
nauseous
think...
thinking about the smell of pizza. That's crazy.
You never
it's
would
hard.
Think that smell would be like so good, but yeah. Man, when you smell it, you're like,
but
I need that.
It's so good until like your years after, and when you smell a cigarette, you're like, ooh. Oh,
and someone comes gross. In after they've been smoking nasty. A cigarette, you're like, damn, that's how I smelt all the time. Like,
yeah,
nasty. Ooh.
This is a good time for you to do it though, because I feel like you've been busier than ever.
Yeah.
Keeping your busy. Mind, yes, you're going to, it's kind of like when you forget to eat all day because you're so busy. Like, you're going to be like, oh, I didn't even have time to pick it up. So I feel like it'll be easier.
Yeah. And I can't wait for it to like, to feel how clear I get in like a month, because I'm sure I'm going to feel completely different in a month when I don't have all that fucking vape juice in my system. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're
going to like cough it up like in the shower and stuff. Like, it'll start clearing.
I know.
Like,
I actually bought this.
Like a detox.
I don't know if you've seen this lady on TikTok. She's all over my TikTok. She's this like older lady, long gray hair, and she's always like talking about health tips. Do you know who I'm talking about? She she said for if you're quitting vaping, buy this, and this will drain all that the shit out.
Got it.
After you quit. So I bought it.
Oh, is this?
That's her right there. Yep, that's her right there.
Oh, yeah, Barbara O'Neill. We've talked about
Barbara,
her.
Oh, yeah. That's Barbara O'Neill.
Like,
okay,
New Zealand, Australian.
Yes, and like, yes. Yeah. So I bought it because she told me to buy it. I don't know if it was AI. I feel like AI is like fucking, they could do anything with
a
anybody.
A lot of times her videos lately have been AI.
God,
you
got
to make sure when she's talking that the voice is matching up to what she's saying. Usually they'll start putting text over
they'll
it.
They'll like get one word to match and then cut to like something else.
I did, but I feel like they're able to get it the whole way.
Right.
What they want you to
say. Yeah, you got to kind of do some double checking.
We looked up. So what I was curious about, because I honestly don't know how much nicotine I ingest with the vape. And we looked it up.
He called me. He was like, could you do the math on this? So his vape has 50 milligrams per milliliter. And there's 8 milliliters in the vape of vape juice, so it's 400.
I'll finish the vape in 2 days.
Ugh.
So I'm ingesting about 200 milligrams of nicotine every single day for the past.
Oh my gosh! Yeah,
terrible. That's pretty bad. So, what's great about Lucy is that I am now ingesting it little throughout the day,
right?
Where I'm getting that fix, and I'm not ingesting a ton of vape smoke in my body.
What I struggle though with, like, because I still struggle with vaping, like I'll occasionally vape and then I can't use those Jones nicotine mints that I love. Those help me so much. The thing is I like when the vaping is that it's this one moment of consuming the nicotine and then it's over and then time passes and I don't need it. But with the pouches and the gum, you're like, you're sitting with the nicotine experience like longer.
That's where,
so when I do have gums or when I do have the mints, I'll have them in for like, maybe like 2 minutes. And then I'm like, get this out of my mouth.
Yeah, because it's
but
already.
I want it later, but it's like, I don't want to sit with it.
Yeah.
And that's where I wish the nicotine alternatives still had a briefness, but weren't like...
Well, you could just maybe eat like a little bit of the gum. You don't have to have the whole gum. Like I've been like splitting in half. So I'll bite a little piece. I'll put it down and then I'll like work with it.
Yeah.
And then, but I still have that same gum. You know, it still has the same amount still in there. You just take it little by little.
Yeah. That's how you should approach it.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
Whoa, John, what are you playing?
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players, free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
The biggest test for you, though, is the moment you're going to be so stressed about something. Like, I'm talking like you are... when you reach like just, a huge peak and you're like, God, you're going to be so angry with the world.
Yeah.
And you're like, I need my fucking vape. Like, fuck. That's the biggest challenge.
You'll be okay.
Really? So for me, I thought a bigger challenge than too much stress is when I'm drunk.
Yes.
Oh, and even drinking.
I think drinking is the biggest test.
Because your inhibitions you are going to go lower. Then you're going to be like, who cares? Yeah, who gives maybe I'm shit. Just going to do it on the weekends. You're going to start making compromises.
That's exactly what I would say,
Your brain is your worst enemy when you're trying to quit something. You're like, because you will full on convince yourself that like
it's okay,
you deserve a treat. Like, and your brain will like start lying to you. And you're like, this is crazy.
Your brain
is
your brain's
best
friend.
But I told Zane, I was like, do not go out for like weeks, like at least 2 weeks until you like are fully good, because like I was like, if you go out drinking, like you're not gonna, like you're gonna want to hit the vape. I was like, just stay away.
But I don't know, a part of me, I think after a week, I don't know, I just
don't test it. What were you about to say?
I was just gonna say that's what you started doing. You stopped going out for a really long time because you knew if you went out you would have to drink. So you were like, let me just avoid that, because then the outcome is going to be just right back where you started.
And then with cigarettes too, like I knew as soon as I would have like a beer or two, I was going to want that cigarette. Yep. And I was like, I just can't be around it.
Once you got over that hump, you were like, oh, I can hang around people who are drinking and smoking and I have no cravings and I'm totally fine.
Yeah.
When I would go out, when I was quitting vaping, and when I quit vaping the first time, I did no nicotine. I went like full cold turkey, which made it really tough to do because I had nothing to go on. And I remember being at a bar when everyone was out there and I was getting straws from the bar just to like suck on an empty straw just to satisfy something. And I remember being at the bar and it got, you know, normally you stay out till 2. It was like 10:30 and I'm like, I'm going home. I'm not having a good time because I couldn't get my fix and I'm around everybody who was vaping. And I'll never forget that night getting in my Uber and was like, this sparks me no joy by being out, which is terrible.
That's crazy.
A substance can control your own happiness of being around people that badly.
Crazy. Like, I would literally the night before I stopped, I wake up with it in my hand. It's in my hand. Like I wake up, Matt, I wake up and it's
crazy.
It's on my cheek. And I'm like,
damn.
Hey, baby.
Oh. And I look at it, I'm like, oh my God. I don't even take 2 seconds. I don't look at my phone. I don't look at anything. I just go. And then I'm up. And then like.
Oh, I can't. Yeah. I've never been able to like rise and consume nicotine.
I remember like I loved waking up and having a cigarette. So like, I get it.
The coffee.
I get it.
I want to. And.
That's evil.
It's gonna be like The Exorcist.
Just
So right now, my goal is to never ever touch a vape ever again.
Good,
right?
Good.
Cigarettes, I don't really like. I've never like been like addicted to them. They're so gross to me. Still, I know that I will never get back into everyday smoking ever again if I just never touch a vape.
Yeah,
and it doesn't matter what vape it is. It can be like any vape, any electronic vape that I can smoke, I'll be good if I never touch one again.
Get rid of them you all got in your house. You got to purge all of them.
I was going to collect them because I wanted to like put them in a...
The thing is, you need to get to that point though. Like you need to be... What you're saying right now, you need to be disgusted by it. You have to be like, I will never do this. Like you... It's hard to quit something when you're like, I love it though. Like you're at the point right now where you're like, I'm done with this. Like... And that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're disgusted by it.
You're very strong.
And that is going to help with quitting.
Yeah, I mean, the gum is helping a lot. It really is.
It's great, though, that you're quitting. Because I feel like, so, you know, once again, I still struggle with it. But you, I would say, like, you enable me. Like, I don't do it because you do it. But I make compromises with myself where I'm like, well, if Zane's doing it, then I can do it. Because that's the same thing with cigarettes. When everyone stopped smoking cigarettes, I was like, well... Oh, I don't want to be the only person to go outside to smoke a cigarette. You become just like very lonely and it's, and that's a great reason
to
quit.
And I noticed that like, I'm the only one, like whenever we go out anywhere, I'm like one of the only ones that are still like smoking just like publicly out in front of everybody like that. And and I never got to see myself, so I was never disgusted by it. But like what really grosses me out when I'm watching like videos, and in the video you see me in the back like pulling out a vape and smoking, and I'm just like, ew. Oh. I even get disgusted by when I'm in a restaurant, I see somebody else with the same vape as me pull it out and start smoking it. I go, ew. But then I remember that I do the exact same thing, and I did it like 5 seconds later.
Oh, and there's nothing worse when like you're out drinking, like someone takes a photo and you don't realize like you have it in your hand.
Every
and
single photo.
It's kind of like with childish. Like you're like,
it's like a pacifier. It's like a baby little bottle.
Yeah, it's like a binky.
It's like little kid's toy. It's a Fisher Price like little.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah. It's wild. Well, good for you.
Thank you. I just don't want to die soon. Like it will kill me if I don't stop. So I like have to do it.
I don't think you're going to die soon, but it would be the reason why you die.
I've seen people die from fucking vapes after smoking it for 5 years. We've seen shit. It's not good for you.
Well, good on you.
You got this.
Do you have a counter, like an app that's like keeping track of
it? You know what?
I
was going to text you the other day, but I decided to wait. I was going
to
ask you that app that you used.
It's like there's so many different ones out there. I don't even remember what the name of the app was. Look up sobriety counter.
I honestly don't think I need it.
It's kind of good. The moment you are craving it and you really want it, then you look at that and go, damn, I've come this far.
And you don't want to like reset it.
Because then you remembered when it was 8 days and now you're at 40 days and you're like, fuck, I've come a long way. I remember just visually how it looked and now I'm in the double digits. Let's get it to triple.
How long did you stop for?
I think I stopped for 3 or 4 months. And really I relapsed Remy's birthday party. I relapsed.
The casino cruise birthday party, that one?
Yes, because I wore it was the casino one. Yeah, on the boat. And I was wearing one of my old, like, you know, sports coats I hadn't worn in a while. And I'm out there partying, drinking and everything, hammered. And I start touching like the insides of my pockets. I go, what's in this? I'm like, oh, found some cash. And then I find my old vape, the little Hype Max Flow Cherry Freeze.
And that was the devil testing you.
And I was like, surely this still doesn't work.
I should try and see if the battery sticks.
And it hit perfectly.
Yeah.
And that's
what I was struggling with, is like, I was making that promise to myself to not do nicotine and like holding myself accountable. But then I'm like, but am I going to get in trouble if I hit it? Like, who's going to tell me?
Who's
going
to put me in timeout?
Right. That's how bad my mental convincing got, is that I go, still have free will.
What's the worst that's going to happen?
I'm not going to lose my friends if I hit this.
I'm not losing my job.
No one's going to, like, not love me anymore.
Yeah.
That's so sad, getting to that where you're like, fuck it. I'm still going to be fine.
Your brain is crazy.
It's not like alcohol. I mean, alcohol is like, that's, I think, really serious. Yeah. You should always commit to making good health decisions and maintain sobriety. But alcohol, that can be a terrible thing. When you break that sobriety and you can't stop and you go full downhill, that's really rough.
This is probably crazy to say, but like, thank God I don't have a problem with alcohol, because I love alcohol. I love a good drink. Mm-hmm. I'm just glad that like I don't have a problem with
it. Just know sobriety is not a linear journey. Like, people do mess up in sobriety. And the biggest thing is just still holding yourself accountable, getting back into it. You're not... It's still like, I'm not saying like, oh, break your sobriety, but just know like you can like be forgiving.
If you're going
you
to break it, break it with style.
And surround yourself with people that are going to encourage you to keep going.
Like in the beginning, when you are quitting something, people don't realize that like it's serious until you're a year into it, really.
Mm. Yeah.
Like they're like, what's it been like 4 months? What are you really going to like, what are you going to do? Never do it again? And I'm like, I don't know.
Right.
And then once it got to a year, people are like, oh, this is like, yeah, I guess he really isn't.
Did you ever have friends who like, I guess, what you're explaining is that they're like teasing you like, what, you're not going to do it again? But did your relationships with like certain friends and stuff change because alcohol like wasn't involved?
Like, no, just because like my friends are like everybody anyways. It's not like I had like a group of like going out friends that I like, only drank with, you know what I mean? Like, it was just like,
I sometimes struggle, but I will never give them a hard time. But I struggle with like, it's, I guess, friends from like back home, and then they are like sober, not like they needed to get sober, but just like personal challenge. Yeah. And they were able to make it really far, had success in the year they didn't drink, and go, well, I'm going to keep doing this. But they were friends. If I'm back in town, I love getting drinks with them and being up to our typical shenanigans. Yeah. And now when we hang out, I'm drinking, but they're not. And it's this like, I want to phrase it where I'm disappointed, but then I'm like, oh, okay, but
maybe
is it okay if I drink in front of you? Or I think it kind of just sometimes changes like different dynamics because you're like.
Yeah, no, I don't think you you shouldn't drink because they don't drink.
Yeah.
That would make him feel uncomfortable.
I'm just talking out loud, so I'm kind of like piecing it together. But let's get drinks. Should we invite that one friend? Oh, they don't drink anymore. Do we still want them to come out? Or like it can
make things sometimes funny.
Like a little social dynamics. There's like, I don't know.
I think like, the worst part about like quitting alcohol though is like it just made everything more fun, and I did it with everything. So like now it's not like fishing was fun, but then like when it was like fishing with alcohol. Like once it like it was like a whole new level. I'm like, this just got even more fun. Mm-hmm. And then like once you quit that, it's just like, oh, it's just fishing. It's like, yeah, I still like fishing, but it's not fishing with alcohol.
Yeah.
That's how I feel with driving.
Exactly. It's way
sorry,
more,
joke, guys. Joke.
But yeah, like every activity was like heightened because of.
And it's wild how your brain was wired to that, where the only way I can have fun is with alcohol.
Golf.
Golf.
That's another one.
Golf.
Oh, fun. Yeah. I'm going to be out in the hot sun doing 18 holes in this shit.
It's not as fun. Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Modo.us.
Visit modo.us for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at Modo. Register today at modo.us for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
Modo.us.
That's like. But
I think we got better with this pod. We used to drink all the time.
What, on this pod?
Yes.
Oh, we did.
In the beginning.
I used to drink every episode.
Yeah, we'd be doing it like on a Tuesday. Ooh,
but
or
they
a
were
Wednesday.
They were bangers though. People loved us drunk.
But we were able to train our brains and figure out we don't need this like crutch to get us through these. You know,
exactly. This is filled wine cooler. Exactly.
From the. I don't know how to say this without being that person, but no. I just, because I know there's people that watch from the other perspective, like my perspective. I, fortunately, my whole life, I've never had a problem saying no to people that are trying to like peer pressure me into things. I get a high off of saying no and like doing the opposite of everybody else.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
I feel on top of the world when I'm you're all like followers
to be like,
and I'm
no,
the,
I don't need it.
Right. Like, sure. I didn't have as much fun and I wasn't the person people would call to come hang out, but like, it's so worth it. If you get to that point where like you can still hang out and be totally okay and happy without being a follower.
Saying
like,
no,
it is
saying
okay
no feels
to
so,
say no.
It feels
I just,
so rewarding with food, alcohol, everything.
I know people feel like they're not fun or they feel like they're left out or what. Like that is the least important thing. Like it's so much, you're such a stronger person when you don't become a follower and you get to that point and it's just like, it's worth it. So keep pushing through.
That's why I say no to shots all the time. And
you
love saying no to shots where I'm like, no.
It pisses me off.
People are like,
that's where it works.
Like you just
what do
say
I look
no.
like to you?
Yeah.
How about a hug?
I'll take it, but what do I look like?
How about a handshake?
I'm 32 now. I can say no to it. Because there was such a peer pressure when like you're like just starting drinking. You're like, if everyone's doing a shot, I got to do it. I struggle with shots if it's a huge celebratory moment, though. Like everyone's taking this to honor a moment. I'm like,
well, you know what I do?
It.
When people are cheersing a drink, I'll like have some comedic relief that people are distracted that I'm not drinking. I'll
and
take
toss it.
I'll take the candle off the table and cheers that, and they're like, they think it's so funny. It's
move.
Like it's a little distraction.
Oh, I toss things down.
Are
the,
you holding
the
up
sink.
A candle? Yeah.
They get so excited.
It worked.
Hold up anything but a drink.
So if you're right now listening and you are vaping, you got that sucker in your mouth, haha. And you hitting that shit right now and you want to start, now is the time. We'll start tomorrow. Have a clean day. So start the next day with me and let's see how far we can go. Have you ever? And I'll be honest, I promise, I will.
There's also that book. What's it called? How to Quit Smoking by Andrew Carr or something like that.
My book, Don't Smoke.
If you
don't
go longer than Zane, he'll give you like, what, $20 a person?
Yep. What?
People are going to be lying.
Yeah, like, I would.
Here's my Venmo.
Try other.
Alternatives,
yes. And because just sucking that vape juice. Oh, I'm this like spirit, like one day without
vape. Yeah,
Zane,
I know.
You just don't want to suck that vape juice. It's just, you don't know what those are made out of.
It's just crazy. You. Like, guys, you're so much stronger than this. Like,
yeah. I just don't understand how people suck like battery acid out of a pipe.
Guys, it's all up here. Seriously, like, you guys just have to like lock in.
Just lock the fuck in, dude. At like high schools and stuff.
After 2 days.
I was like, you.
He's the new DARE instructor.
Guys, I said yes to everything. And
bro, didn't you quit 3 days ago? That doesn't matter.
I've seen some influencers who do like anti-vaping and smoking campaigns. Like, I've quit and all this stuff. And then they go out and you see them doing it. It's like, I fucking saw your damn ad about how you quit smoking. You quit. I don't say that to their face, but I judge in silence.
Yeah. No. But like, no, I would never do a campaign like that and not actually quit. That's so bad. If you get caught, really bad.
Right. The worst is just like the peer pressure temptation of like, maybe like, what if you were just hanging out with, you know, Willie Nelson? He's like, Heath, you want some whiskey? And you're like, fuck. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that, I don't think, would that break
just
it?
But for those, the sake those of like, of
moments
yeah.
where you're just like, this seems like such a great moment to do this. Like, that's bad. Like,
that is like a, it's an interesting situation where you really get tested. You're like, is this?
Oh man, I know your brain can do that. Anyways, wait, what were we just? Oh, Coachella, I'm going.
Oh, you are
gonna go. I'm going to Coachella this year. I am.
Didn't you tell me? Didn't last year you said, maybe I'll just go on like to Thailand or something instead. Yeah,
last year we skipped it and we went to Seoul. South Korea, okay. Because it was just
Soul-cella.
Like, you know, it cost so much money, but now, no, I got an opportunity to go, so I'm going, and I'm pumped. I'm excited.
Very good, looking forward to it.
I'm so jet lagged, guys. Like, really.
Yeah.
Jet-lagged.
Oh, yeah.
Where'd you fly in?
We came in on Sunday, like at 7 a.m., but we came from Thailand, which is 14 hours ahead tomorrow.
Ooh. That is wild.
Yeah,
and we were able to adjust pretty well there, but coming back, it has been rough.
It's tough,
and there's times like I feel like I'm living 2 days in one day. Like last night I went to bed at 10. I woke up at 2:30 this morning, wide awake, like ready to take on the day.
But you went to sleep at 10 p.m.?
Yes, so I only slept 4 hours. So because I've been having these weird naps and stuff, I'm getting this like deep REM really fast, and then I'm like good to go, but then I crash later. So I woke up at 2:30 this morning, and then I was like, I'm ready to take on the day.
That's good.
And I waited for the gym to open, and I was just up at the gym at 5:30, first one in
there.
That's
amazing.
But then I took a 3-hour nap before I came here.
No, you can't do that. You have to stay up as long as you possibly can, and then at night you go to sleep and you'll get your time
back. If I didn't have the pod today, maybe I would have kept going, but I needed just some rest time. But it's been so discombobulating. But Thailand,
how was it? Amazing?
Incredible.
Cool.
Was it exactly how you imagined this hotel?
Even better. Like, compared to on the White Lotus like TV show, going there, I felt even the resort was better than how it looks on the on TV.
Really?
Exceeded my expectations.
Because it looks small from our point of view. When we're watching the show, it looks like it's smaller than what?
It's like all kind of like built into a hillside. So there's tons of villas. There's private residences.
Did
which
it feel
are,
like high-end like luxury, or did it just feel like cool,
high-end luxury, 10 out of 10, and I'm a tough critic on giving a hotel a perfect 10, especially the resort. Incredible service, incredible food, incredible accommodations.
Nice.
Oh my gosh, we had this incredible villa with the infinity pool and the view of looking out onto the beach and the hillside. I could not get enough of it.
Yeah.
And it's just wild how we're going to this resort when we're watching the TV show as well.
And you were there for a week, right?
We were there for 3 nights. We stayed at another resort.
Oh, but with the
four
travel.
Nights, but with the traveling, great. Yeah.
Did y'all do like a little showing of the latest episode there?
We got to go. They had like a private little White Lotus like themed viewing thing.
That's cool.
And it was so fun.
Because you were worried about not being, you were like, how am I going to watch the new episode?
They did tell us when we arrived because it had come out. They go, don't watch the new episode because we're all going to watch it together on the last night.
Oh, that's sick.
So we did all that together, but it was so fun, like, watching, going, hey, that's where we are, like, right here.
Wow, that's crazy.
And it was kind of cool seeing, watching the TV show and noticing, like, oh, that is in that part of the resort, or maybe they're shooting.
But they
a
made
scene
it look like it was actually
in another
there,
one.
Yeah.
And then there's some areas where you're like, that's not even at this resort at all. That must be on a soundstage or somewhere else.
Sorry, I know we probably already said it, but is every season is at a different location?
Every season is at a different Four Seasons around the world. And there's about 133 Four Seasons all across the world.
Okay, so it's known that they're at a Four Season hotel.
But it's called the White Lotus on the show.
Got
that's
it.
The name of the hotel.
Yeah, White Lotus
so
is not a real hotel.
This is Four Seasons Thailand.
Yes.
So give me like a 10-second breakdown of what White Lotus is.
White Lotus is a show that's on Max, and every season it takes place at a hotel with a wild cast of characters. Usually all of these very rich people, and everyone's miserable. You have this very wealthy family and
is
the mom.
Is this acting or it's reality?
Acting.
No, oh.
It's scripted.
It's like it's a murder mystery. It's a murder mystery. Somebody dies in the beginning of every season.
Oh my gosh, I thought it was like a real world thing.
No.
Yes, girl. And you know who's the creator of White Lotus? The
Ned
writer?
Schneebly.
Ned Schneebly. Mr. Schneebly.
Mr. Schneebly.
So it's always these.
Actually, it's Schneebly.
Every
actually,
person on the show is usually just like, once again, rich, neurotic, dealing with their own issues, and just shit goes down. But you know that there's a murder, and you don't know how it goes down. So that's why you watch
the And what's
season.
Interesting about the show is that a lot of people, especially since it's like getting hype right now, people are like, this show is like really boring, nothing's happening. And like the whole point of the show is it's not supposed to be like an insane episode every time. You're watching this, like it's like a slow, like cigarette
slow
burning. Slow burn, you're watching it and you feel like you're there with them, like you're a guest at this hotel and you're just watching these ridiculous people all around you in this like crazy hotel. Kind of like what Matt, I'm sure you're experiencing, like seeing like some of those characters at the hotel.
Yeah.
This is the third season, right?
The third season, correct.
Got it.
Yeah.
And they usually, it's always a new cast of characters, but there's like one or two characters from a previous season who weave into the new
it's
one.
It's the same world. Every season
Goggins
is the same world. Yeah.
Is in this
one. Oh, yeah. Walter, oh my God. Walton, is it Walter or Walton? Oh, yeah. He's phenomenal.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Modo.us.
Visit modo.us for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at Modo. Register today at modo.us for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
Modo.us.
So, resort, incredible. The people of Thailand, I gotta say, are so...
Come, cup, cup.
Oh, Walton Goggins.
Sawadee Kap. They, it's this go-to, like, peaceful gesture. It's like their wave and their moment of, like, peace and, like, blessing you. And they just, it's just this natural instinct for them to do it. Even you go by the McDonald's and the Ronald McDonald outside is, like, the statue is, like, him doing the peace symbol or the prayer symbol.
Oh, wow.
And so I fell in love with just like the culture of Thailand. I totally dismissed it as like, oh, that's just a place where you go backpack in your early 20s and stuff's cheap. I didn't realize, one, how beautiful it is, how insanely, not insanely religious, but just how like kind and peaceful and happy the people of Thailand seem to be from what I experienced.
Yeah.
And what else?
How's our food?
Oh, fantastic. Mm. I love Tom Yum soup. Tom Yum soup is God's gift to man. I had
What's that again? What's that?
It's the hot and sour like soup.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
It's great when you're sick too. Mm. I mean, that can just kick a cold's butt. And then there's Tom Kha, that's more of the coconut.
I like those coconut one. curry dishes that they
there are tons of different like curry dishes. Yeah. And I love me a pad thai.
Pad thai is so good.
It was phenomenal.
I just want curry on rice with protein and just
I will eat it up.
So good.
I highly recommend if you guys ever are looking to do a big trip to go to this resort. It was phenomenal. Very expensive. Once again, this is like This is a treat yourself type of location. It's you got to save up.
Can we ask how much it is a night? How much is
it a night? At least $1,000 a night.
Really?
Like, at least at the low end.
Wow.
And I don't even know how much the room we stayed in, but I felt like the room we stayed in could at least be $2,000 or $3,000.
Wow.
Like, it was unbelievable. And what was interesting, though, so the not half of all the properties on there are private residences, but there are private residences there. So in the White Lotus, some of the characters are not staying in, like, the rentable villas.
Yeah.
They're staying in, like, people's homes and shooting in their houses.
To make it look like they're in the...
Because they're just these bigger mansions.
And it's all outside. And the backyard is so, like, just out. You wouldn't even know if it was part of the hotel or not in the show. Yeah.
And the vegetation out there, you feel like you're in... I would say like the rainforest. It's so dense and lush. They have a plant in every nook and cranny when you're driving around that property.
Yeah.
Oh, like, you know how like when you go to a resort, by like day three, you kind of see the resort for what it is. Like the fairy dust is kind of like washed over and you kind of see the bones of it. And you're like, okay, I get where I am.
Yeah.
Every day when we were just walking around, I'm like, this is beautiful. Every moment of it.
Yeah.
And
did you do their spa?
I did their spa, did a deep tissue massage.
Oh, my
90
God.
90 minutes, dude.
90 minutes?
Oh.
Heath, did you hear that? 90 minutes.
90
That's
minutes.
A good amount.
Oh, yes. It was good. And
I did a step on my fucking back.
I did a sound bath.
Oh.
A 90-minute sound
no,
bath.
No, it's
I've
crazy.
I've heard mixed
you
things about those.
You will fall asleep quick.
Can you meditate?
On a good one.
I've tried. I can't, like, get into, like, a full meditation. But I've heard mixed things about the whole sound bath where, like... They like do that thing around it.
They have
like
the bowls, and it's like this it's, frequency. It's like boom, boom.
We did. Were you? Oh no, you weren't with us when we did it for my doc.
You did it in like Palm Springs,
yeah,
or like Joshua Tree.
Joshua Tree. That one. That
and
was
you guys
crazy.
Were like they like tripped and had like an out of body like experience.
Yeah, we were so we were sober. It was
that's
crazy.
What I had.
Yeah.
Oh really?
Oh my gosh, out of body. So. I meditate occasionally. I know how to get into that zone and just focus on the breath, ground yourself. Thoughts come and go, but just keep reminding yourself of where your baseline
right.
is and getting through it. But like 20, 30 minutes. And this was part of the experience, you know, as an influencer.
Yeah.
I had to do this. I was not backing out.
Yeah.
I had to go kind of document this moment. But I'm like, 90 minutes. I was getting kind of anxiety. I'm like, that's a full-on movie.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be like blindfolded, sitting on the ground. And
yeah.
I was a little hesitant, like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to like handle this.
Yeah.
I get there to the sound bath. None of the other guests like booked it. So it's just me and this woman, Valerie. And we're in
like the show.
We're in Belinda's house.
Yeah.
On the show.
Patricia didn't want to do the sound
She didn't
bath.
Want to do it. She did tennis instead.
Got it.
She did tennis that day. And it was just me and her. And I lay down. The AC's kind of blowing. She goes, do you want the AC on or off? And I'll just open up the doors, and it's kind of hot in Thailand. I was like, yeah, keep the AC going. And then we start, and then 5 minutes, all I'm thinking about is the AC just going on. And she's doing all these sound things. I go, sorry. And she kind of looks at me like, what, you want to get out of this? And I'm like, no, just turn the AC off. Let's do this damn thing. She's
yeah.
like, all right.
She's you like, felt your mind just
focused on the AC.
Being aware of the AC sound?
Yes, and I felt
you can't
like
have
I wasn't
any noise.
Getting the full experience yeah. of the sound bath.
Right.
I felt like the AC was kind of distracting me. She's like putting bowls on my chest, like dinging them. Like I felt like I was on this like intergalactic just like plane. Like it was it's crazy how to describe it, but you just feel like you're locked in. Now,
okay.
back to what I'm saying about meditation. Thoughts come and go, but you have to keep focusing on your breath and focusing on just you're grounding yourself.
Yeah.
What's great about this sound baths is because you're getting a new sound every time. So you're reminding yourself you're in this meditative state. So maybe your thoughts, you start thinking about, oh, maybe I got to pay that car payment. But then you hear this bing. You're like, oh, wait, right. I'm in a meditation zone. And the sounds kind of, the sounds keep you grounded. Okay. So I was able to like really keep staying in this zone. Might have taken a nap for like 5 or 10 minutes in it.
But in the nap, you're like, you're hallucinating in your nap.
Yes.
Too. It's crazy.
So once again, 90 minutes, then I hear, all right, now you're going to start feeling the ground. You're going to start coming, becoming a little bit more aware. She starts talking to me and I'm like, wait, it's over. And then like,
it went quick. Like,
yeah. So this whole 90 minute thing, it felt like it went by like in 25 minutes, but I was there like for full 90 minutes. I even like check my phone after. Patricia's like, I can't believe you're still at the sound bath right now. It's like taking forever. And I'm like, what did I just go through?
And it felt like it was
You should try it once. It's insane if you do a good one.
Weird. Yeah. I would definitely focus a little bit more on just doing some small meditations just to know how to get to that zone and then doing the sound bath.
And they recommend you not doing it like or giving yourself like a month and a half or 2 month break in between those type of like.
Yeah, it felt like, you know, I just like had a big come down off of shrooms.
Yeah,
just
like, it's crazy.
I'm looking at the world differently. And I that was the text I read, but I'm like, I don't even want to be on my phone. I was just like, want to go out and touch grass and just.
Well, that's when the lady comes to the bag. Please, your phone. Yeah. And they should have done that as a joke. I would have done jokes all around if I like had a campaign for the hotel. I just have the lady come with a bag, like White Lotus, have them put your phones in the.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
It's time to play big on Moto Social Casino, America's hottest free-to-play social casino experience. Moto.us has live casino games. It's time! Play big, win bigger on Moto.us today.
Moto is a social casino, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit Moto.us for more details.
It's time! Moto.us.
Did you do you're already here, so I was hoping that you did a video where like you'd show every scene in the show and then you'd show that scene, but like you're like there.
The location.
Like this is what it actually looks like, blah, blah, blah. This
in
is where
they recap. I do one thing where I'm like, oh, this is where Victoria walks into the ocean like during her dream and stuff.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I do a little bit of that, but I didn't want to be like, I show spots where you're clearly like, that's from the show, but I didn't.
Because that's really intriguing. That's something I'd watch. I'd want to watch. Like, oh my God, I only see it from the show's point of view. I want to see a person showing me 360 of every single scene.
Yes.
To see like what it actually looks like.
And the sound bath was in Belinda's house. But I also realized that the three girl best friends, their pool is also Belinda's pool. I noticed that.
It is.
Where I was like, unless there's another house near there that has an identical pool,
yeah.
But you kind of pick up on little pieces where you're like, oh, okay.
They this just is shot where all. That's so cool.
They're just reusing spaces.
Yeah. But every single season, it's out of Four Seasons, right? Or no?
Yes, it is.
It's out of Four Seasons.
And we got to speak to the manager of the Four Seasons, and it was interesting talking to him. Like, so when you are getting told that they're about to shoot White Lotus at this resort, do you then get in contact with the past owners of the other hotels that host a White Lotus, and do you talk with them like just for them to give you a heads up, this is how things are going to be, this is how you got a major staff? He goes, absolutely, that's exactly what we had to do.
Yeah.
And
do they get like super excited, or is it more just like, oh man this is going to be like
he did explain that it was really tough because of the writer's strike. They were told like, okay, during this date we're coming out, we're shooting White Lotus, get ready for it. And he had to tell all the guests at the hotel, sorry, guys, we have this shoot. Can we postpone your visits to another stay?
Damn.
So that was really stressful. And then the writer strike happened, and then he had to move those people around again.
Wow.
And these are like high-end clientele people who
you're
do
paying
not
a thousand
like
a
being
night.
Told no, and that somebody more important needs to be in their room. He just was like, it was a lot of juggling with the resort.
I don't know. There. If I do they tell them why they have to be moved?
I bet they do say it's
I feel like if I was like paying, like if I paid to stay there and all of a sudden I get notified by the manager, hey, they're actually filming season 3 White Lotus, I would 100% be like, you know what? Another weekend. That is cool.
But give me 3 more free night stays because I had to accommodate my family for this.
Yeah, yeah. If you didn't have to like pay extra to like to move it around.
Yeah.
Then, yeah.
And it was kind of cool where I was like, so do you know what's going to happen? Like, do they give you like a Google Drive link
with
all
the
episodes?
Early?
No, I haven't seen all of the episodes, but I may have seen them shoot some things that
that's what I'm saying. Why would they get the drugs?
What's happening? And I was like, oh,
cool.
And it was just that like moment where someone knows something that you really want to know, but you can't ask any more questions.
That's really sick that you get like you get to see the scenes. Like if you saw a murder scene or something, you're like, holy shit, yeah. I know.
And I was telling him like all the other new locations I wanted to see. Like I want to see them do it in this location or in a place like this. He was like, Interesting. He couldn't tell me anything,
but he knew
where the next location probably is, but he just had to keep his lips tight.
Oh,
but
that's all respected. Sick.
Like, that's cool.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. It was cool. Dope. It was really fun.
Well, 10 out of 10, you read
10 out of 10, unbelievable. Very grateful for the experience. It was a dream come true.
Speaking of the hotel venue whole thing, we kind of brought it up in a past episode. Remember I had heard something about Happy Gilmore somehow associated with like our wedding venue yes. type deal. Did you see the trailer, like the official trailer that just came out for Happy Gilmore 2?
I have not seen it, but Patricia told me in the kitchen, she goes, have you seen the trailer? Because
the whole intro to the Happy Gilmore 2 trailer is the front of our wedding venue. Like the whole stairway.
Is this a teaser
fountain.
Trailer or like, is it a teaser or like
no,
a full
this is
trailer?
Like the trailer. This is like the official yeah. trailer right now.
I wonder how much is filmed inside that place.
Yeah, I was curious. Like, when we were in Jersey, I didn't know that they filmed at Pleasantdale. When we yes. were at our hotel down the street.
Mm-hmm.
Those people at the front desk said they just filmed it in there. So we were excited to see that. It was yeah. the Residence Inn in
we
West
were thinking
Orange.
It was going to be at the Residence Inn, just like the other yeah. hotel that we were like at.
And then this trailer dropped and everyone was like, that's your venue.
Oh, but- so they make it look like a country club.
Yeah. I'm willing to bet it is the country club.
It
seems like a country club. And there's also a golf course across the street. From like where the wedding was. So like I'm sure they probably filmed it all
there.
Like,
yeah.
All right
probably,
there.
Yeah.
How do we all get to this premiere?
I know.
I want to go
that
to the
would
premiere
be a dream.
So bad.
I wonder if they'll even do it in LA or they're going to do it like at
they would have a premiere for this, right?
I mean, there's like a bunch of like Augusta is where they have-
I thought there's a name of the golf course and I don't know what I'm talking about.
Maybe a New York premiere.
That would be cool if they like did the premiere like on a golf course though. Too.
Oh yeah,
they do it at like Pebble Beach. Like,
yes,
like a full swing.
That would be really cool. I hope it's good. These sequels
that is
they
crazy.
Make,
this is Happy Gilmore 2. That's crazy.
It's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Is he like?
I don't know anything about the story. I don't want to like look. I watched the trailer just because like I saw like got excited. But I don't want to know anything about it. I just want to go see it when it comes out.
Oh man,
I don't want to get my hopes up.
I bet Shooter McGavin's in it.
He is.
Okay, good. I love Shooter
just
McGavin.
Set expectations low, and then you'll enjoy it.
Luckily, everything Adam Sandler's in is amazing.
Yeah, I don't think he would mess it up.
I don't think he would mess it up.
What, like Jack and Jill, Grown Ups 2?
He's had some bad stuff.
He's well, good in everything.
Yeah, he's good in everything. It's entertaining. It's not Rotten Tomatoes 100%, but it's,
right.
everything he's in is very entertaining. Like that,
yeah,
you
they're
can't
all
deny.
Fun.
Yeah, no, they're all fun.
Except for Jack and Jill.
Don't mess with the Zohan. He's had some crazy weird.
What was
films.
No? That
what's
one's
Jack
good.
And Jill.
Jack and Jill was like him and what Kevin James, and they dressed up like women.
No, it's him and him as himself dressed up as a guy and a girl.
Oh right,
Jack and Jill. He's his sister. I think
I've never seen that.
Oh yeah,
he's. They're both Jack and Jill.
But didn't him and Kevin James do one where they like just became women to get
no,
married?
They were like firefighters.
I now
or
pronounce you.
I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
No,
and
that's Jim Carrey.
No,
oh, that's
Adam
I love you,
Sandler.
Philip Morris. Sorry. Yes, you're right.
No, and I now pronounce you Chuck. That was an amazing
that
movie.
That movie's so funny.
You know, he's had amazing film, amazing movies out.
I love Mr. Deeds.
Classic.
51st Dates. Legend.
Is 51st Dates his movie? Like, is it?
It's a Happy.
Is
Madison.
It Happy Madison production?
Yeah,
yeah.
I love
what's
the
that
wedding
one
singer.
Happy. Billy Madison. Billy Madison.
Yeah,
it's another classic.
Oh yeah. You ain't cool. Wait, pissing your pants
if
is cool.
If your pants is cool, then I'm Miles Davis.
Longest Yard. Come on. Click.
So oh, yeah.
Good.
Wow, you see?
These are good, like, blockbusters.
But you know what? You can have bad stuff out when you have those bangers out.
Yeah.
Remember we went to a premiere that, like, it was, I forget what it was. It was really bad. And we looked back, we're like, damn. This is sad. And we saw his face. We were like, damn, you know,
he's the Adam Sandler movie.
No, it wasn't an Adam Sandler movie. I think he came to support. It was,
it was the Joe Dirt.
It was Joe Dirt.
David Spade.
It was so bad. The whole movie theater was like,
you know, a Joe Dirt too.
Yeah. It did really like, bro, when the movie ended, like nobody clapped. It was really sad. Oh. But I think everybody was on the same page of, it was just not a good movie.
I love Joe Dirt 1.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
And also, I'm also back on my diet again.
Good.
Did you go off of it?
I'm like going strict for the next 3 weeks.
I actually focus on my macros, or then...
Yeah, like, that's what I'm...
Or like, I have my macros, counted. And then... I look at what's in my kitchen, and then I just ask ChatGPT, I'm like, what can help me fulfill my macros to get into this? And it will come up with something. I'm like, all right, let's do that.
You know what I'm going to do very, very soon? No more nail biting.
Sure.
I think I can do this.
No, I think because you're trying to eliminate a fix you already have, you're going to go to the nail biting to be like a fix.
No.
I don't want to be pessimistic. I want to be supportive. You actually, Zane, you can do it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's easier to stop biting my nails than the vape. Okay. I think nail biting is easier than the vape.
I would think so too, but the fact that you have tried painting it with the nasty tasting stuff and getting the fake nails put on it and you ripped those off in like an hour.
Mm-hmm. What if something it's just switched
too
to
early?
Me?
It's we're gonna pick this up in a week,
and I won't have a vape in my mouth in a week.
All right.
No, I think you're good on vaping.
I wouldn't start this if I knew I couldn't.
Well, you did commit to a fitness transformation, mm-hmm. So I think you have.
I have a goal in my head, and I told myself like cigarettes are not a part of it. Just vape. You cannot have a vape in your mouth. But I know I'm not gonna smoke any cigarettes. But if I have this like leaning thing that I can lean on,
yeah,
I'm more prone to like not cheat.
No, I think you're good.
You know what I mean? I'm gonna do those fake nails again. And I didn't like how the other the fake nails that I had on, I didn't like the way it looked. It looked really ugly, and I think that's why I was like, fuck it, and I just ripped it off. But if I get nice looking ones, then I won't touch them.
Like a French tips or something?
I don't know, maybe. Mara, should I get French tips?
The ones that like
you
curl
get,
in.
You get the long.
You'd be talking different for sure.
Then you get the really long, like tacky ones that you're...
like have just oh, if jewel. I get long tacky ones, then that would help because I'm only biting that.
Yeah.
But like nails can still grow when you have the fake nails on, right? They still grow?
Yeah, it just grows, and then your nail, like the fake part, is just stuck up higher. So it'll
nails
just, like,
still grow after you die. Isn't that crazy?
Ew,
really?
You didn't know that? For like, I think it's a couple weeks. Like
yeah.
After you, after the body has died, hair and nails will continue to grow.
Yeah. Wow,
freaky, really freaky.
Nails,
which is crazy because your whole life you hear your hair and your nails are dead.
Right. Oh. Yeah, I think it's just, well, they're dead skin cells, right? Isn't that like what it
yeah,
is?
Right?
It's your hair is grown from dead skin cells.
I mean, crazy. Next episode, I'm gonna have nails. I'm gonna reveal my new nails thumbnail.
Oh,
Zane is manifesting all of it.
Yeah,
we love to see it.
No, I'm good. Guys, we're good. How fun is this? All I'm thinking about this vape right now. How fun is this?
Are you guys doing March Madness?
I don't even know what that is.
March Madness is like the college basketball tournament. You know how you fill out a bracket? It's like fantasy sports, but everyone fills
out. They literally DM me and they're like, "Hey, can you fill one out so we can post your
picks?"
Yeah, and I was like, "Huh?" I went to their page. They only have like really big celebrities. I'm like, "Why did they DM me asking for my? Like, why would they care to post mine when I'm not even a
sports influencer?"
Yeah, I'm just like, it makes no sense.
Someone's not doing their research fully on you.
But maybe they saw me throw a hoop one, you know.
They did. But you know how it's like, how many seeds? It's like 64 teams and stuff, and it's like East, West, and you have to fill out the entire bracket to see how it goes. And if you're in your whole group, whoever has like the best wins the pot. But you know, it's like nobody's ever been able to get a perfect bracket in the history of mankind for March Madness. Warren Buffett at Berkshire Hathaway, I don't know if he still does this. He had a thing where he would give away $1 billion if anyone at the company could do a perfect bracket, or like $1 million a year for the rest of their life. One of those.
That's an amazing deal.
Yes. But the odds of getting it are so low. When you're doing the bracket because you really want to win and get that perfect bracket, it's impossible. The odds, this is how crazy
it is. How many slots do you have to fill perfectly?
Like the whole bracket. It's 68 teams. So each of those teams, that's how it is.
Oh, that's literally impossible. Holy hell, yeah.
And there's always an upset. You have some random school out in the middle of nowhere going up a big team. There's always this underdog story, and that's just how it goes down.
Yeah.
But there are more possible bracket outcomes than there are grains of sand on Earth. Like, if you created 1 billion brackets every second, it would take you 300 years to make every single outcome. If you were to fill out a paper bracket for every possible outcome, this stack of paper would reach the sun and back over 3,000 times.
Shut up.
Yeah, that's how impossible. That's but can you imagine
crazy.
If it did happen, if there was a person out there who guessed a perfect bracket? It's like you foresaw like the entire future.
Mariah's thinking to herself, oh, I'm going to do it.
Did you hear who's going bankrupt?
Forever 21.
I know.
Yeah.
Your old
My first job.
Your kids are never going to believe you.
Are they shutting down all the stores, or is it just filing for bankruptcy?
I think it's kind of like what happened in PacSun.
So they're hoping someone buys them out. They may eliminate half their stores.
But they already did this before, and then they did get bought out.
Okay.
And then like it just still didn't work.
It's interesting how Forever 21 is like struggling. I always feel like it's terrible fast fashion brands, ironic. How successful they are. I feel like they're all
forever.
I guess, are they getting beat by H&M or whatever?
You know what? Those other stores are doing really well, like H&M.
Because they're evolving.
Like, yeah.
They really make the men's section. There's H&M Baby. Like, they make it
they're
like this gap kind of situation.
They're growing with their demographic. Forever 21 and like Charlotte Russe kind of stuck to preteen, teeny bop.
What else? Zara, I feel like I would consider that as like a Forever 21
Zara,
type.
Zara's like
Zara's
nice.
Really good.
Zara, like, is that faux nice. And like, it's they make stuff look really luxurious at an affordable price. And it's always like you see someone out with like this nice jacket and you're like, where did you get that?
It's
and
they're like, Zara.
You're like, that's in a way you're like, ugh.
And a lot of stylists actually just go to Zara. Like those stylists that like, that dress celebrities for like premieres and all that, they just go to Zara, which is... You're paying them a lot of money for them to go to Zara and pick out some stuff.
When you get that Zara jacket and you're going out to like a dinner, you hide that label fast. You put that on the back of the chair like, whose Zara jacket is this? You're like, mine.
And no, it's good.
There's nothing wrong with shopping at Zara, but it's that you want to get away with this appearance.
Which is good. They did a good job in making it like a good, like it looks. But that's a lot of these like, you look at high fashion, you're like, oh, what is that product?
Like,
I
think
that's
it's
Zara.
Just like it's expected that something is from Zara.
Right.
Yeah.
Like if you're like, oh, that's a nice jacket, they say, oh, like, where'd you get it? It's like Zara. Okay, that makes sense.
I get more impressed if I see someone in a really nice outfit and I ask, like, where'd you get it? I would be more impressed that they said Zara instead of like a Gucci or a Prada.
Or it makes you be like, oh, then I gotta get my hands on that. Like,
exactly.
Zara, though, straight up steals, though. Like,
yeah.
They will, when a fashion line comes out, they hit production and will make an imitation exactly of somebody else's fashion line. Completely.
Good, so we can all get it.
Yeah.
But also, you could make anything look high fashion if you just tailor it. So like everything. Whatever you buy, like if you buy it from like Zara or anywhere, you can like get it like tailored somewhere and then make it look nice.
Have you ever been like invited to a fashion show? Like,
I don't think I've ever been to a fashion. Have we?
See those fashion shows that you see with like all the high end celebs and they're all sitting down in the front row.
Yeah, I've never been to anything like that.
That is like if I was that famous, I think I would actually like hate those things because everyone's looking
really
at you.
Really having fun.
You're having to have small talk with another person who's a massive famous person in the industry, but you're just like talking for a photo op. Like, hey, how are things? Good.
And you hear like chicken, and you're like, thank you.
Yes. I'm like, what are they talking about? Like, do they even know each other? Are they just talking about the?
I think it's very small talk, just like you would expect. Just very small talk.
Are they excited to be there? Or are they like?
It's more PR. I think it's Tris Press.
It's PR. It's just there to like be seen. I bet sometimes they're like excited if it's a brand like that's actually like makes it a spectacle. Like watching Chanel, like they do incredible shows.
Or one of the celebrities or actors are really trying to get a big ambassadorship with that company, so they're going to go to the shows to show their
talking
support.
Anna Wintour.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
we had Anna Wintour on this spot.
Oh, hello.
I think she would have a lot of fun here.
You guys are fun. She wouldn't take her sunglasses off just the whole time.
I think Mariah and her would really head it off in this if they sat together on the couch.
I also like during the fashion shows, but having to like watch the people come down and being like,
yeah, you have to.
I could not take myself seriously, Zayn, if we were just there going like,
Wow. Oh, I'm gonna get that.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
yeah.
And you know what's crazy? I never see those outfits and worn by anyone ever. It's more of like art. It's a show. It's not like you never see it like on anybody.
Yeah, rarely do they ever make it to like the showroom where you can actually buy them.
Yeah,
but usually people who are dressing big celebrities for events will have access, I think,
to those pieces. Yeah.
They're almost like kind of one and done pieces.
Uh-huh.
And they can make them upon request if you want it. I always think like Ralph Lauren's like fashion shows are like ones of stuff where you're like, I could wear that. Like,
oh yeah,
that's like one high end fashion brand where I'm like, some of the stuff is just so dramatic.
Yeah.
Like, Ralph Lauren is so confusing though, because there's so many different brands under that brand that I don't get it.
Oh, there's like Polo Ralph Lauren, Ralph Lauren Rugby.
Oh, there's like double R, whatever.
Yes. Yeah.
There's so many different like subcategories within it.
Yeah.
And like the price difference is crazy in them.
It is wild how you like sell out your whole brand name for like different levels of it.
So they'll have like super expensive lines from Polo Ralph, and then
like
affordable.
If you were to like go like just Ralph Lauren, like
it's like $1,000 jackets.
Like a pair of pants is like $600.
But then you go to another avenue of
go to Polo Ralph Lauren. Like if you're at like Macy's, Polo Ralph Lauren that section. That's
I like that though. I like the spectrum of price difference, but it's the same brand. I like that.
It's confusing as a consumer.
Because it's the same material, you would think, right?
It's a high-end brand that if there was a cheaper version of it, it would make me, like, if I was wearing the high-end thing, and people were getting, like, assuming that these other people who had the cheaper version were wearing the more expensive as a person... I think that was like buying it for the luxury of it, I would be like upset. Does that make sense?
I think that's where they do the branding of it. Like Polo Ralph Lauren is the Polo guy. But if you're wearing Ralph Lauren, there's not the Polo guy on it. So it will just
You're talking about when you see the giant
the Polo player.
Yeah. Remember when we wore that? Mm-hmm. We bought something like that from Marshall's. Where was it? We went to some store where we were able to find that. We're like, oh, is this the real? And it wasn't the real.
It was like Polo ASSN. Or like
I don't know. It was something.
That one is not even Ralph Lauren
at
all.
Like, that's like a whole other thing.
Or that we were wearing the rip-off. Polo Club. It's like, I remember I bought one of those like rip-off polos when I was like rushing a fraternity.
It was giant too. The logo was this big.
I got roasted. Roasted.
Like you could get a Ferrari for like $500,000, but then there's also like the Ferrari Camry. That's like still a Ferrari, but it's like
there's a Ferrari Camry.
No, I'm saying but you could also get a Ferrari for like
or like a Lambo Urus.
Yeah, I don't. I miss my Urus.
You do?
I do. I do. I just wish I got to enjoy it when it wasn't. what's the word? Totaled.
Broken?
Oh. Totaled.
Broken all the time.
Like literally, legally totaled. I was driving.
It's crazy they sold you that.
Crazy.
Without disclosing that to you.
Yeah.
Or did they not know?
Oh, they knew. Yeah, because they're running a whole drug business, right?
Bastards.
Did we even talk about that on here?
Yeah, I think
that dealership that was sketchy.
Dealership went under. I just imagine their doors, you know, like when you rip the doors off.
And the
under
the kilograms of like
yeah, all like the drugs.
The
when you rip the that's how I imagine. As soon as they got busted, I was like, oh, that's what if my car just just had a bunch of
you fucking, had it the entire time and had
just
no idea.
Filled with drugs.
They were doing that with DeLorean, right? Like DeLorean, the Back to the Future car.
Uh-huh.
That was a big reason why it went under, because they were using those cars to ship cocaine inside the cars.
Really?
It was
I didn't know that.
It was a big drug ring happening with the DeLoreans, and that's why it went under, I think.
Wow.
But I know that there's a factory down in Houston that when DeLorean went under, they still had a bunch of DeLorean parts. They bought all of them. And now you can buy, I think, a brand new made DeLorean down in Houston.
Because of the parts that were extra?
Yes. Yes.
That's pretty cool.
So it's kind of cool. Yeah, you get like a zero.
I still see them sometimes. Yeah. I'll see them parked at like a parking meter.
Mm-hmm. They're fun, but you can't park. That was back before they invented like what the.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You can't park that thing anywhere.
If you park that next
to you got it. You have to, at the parking garage, you have to park all the way off somewhere else. Look, found not guilty.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm.
He was found not guilty?
Mr. DeLorean.
Yeah.
Look, God, those eyebrows. My Lord.
I think I'm gonna rock gray hair. I think I'm gonna keep my hair gray. I might even dye it gray soon,
like a silver fox.
To start,
I think like
start young.
People who are young, it's better. I think just to get gray hair younger than much later older. I don't know.
You mean like bleach it and then dye it gray?
Anderson Cooper, like Steve Martin, or like these guys who like just had gray hair by the time they're in their 40s.
Because they look amazing for their age.
Yeah, and they're also incredibly handsome. Like you have to have like kind of the perfect genetic.
It also tricks them to thinking that, oh, wow, he still looks great because had gray hair for so long.
Yes. For 40 years.
It's like bald people.
Yep.
Yes.
Because if you like start going bald over the course of time... It's a drastic, but if you're already bald, you're going to look the
that's
same.
That's why people think my dad looks great, because he's been bald all his life. So they're just like, oh, you look amazing still.
Does he have to shave it still?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he has like hairs coming in, like, you know, that ring that you always have. I'm sure he has to shave that. I don't want to go bald ever. I can't. I'll keep getting hair plugs.
If we're in our 60s and you bald head, I think you'd still
I don't rock bald head though. I don't. I have like an alien head.
Dad has the same shape head.
Yeah, but like he rocks it.
Just because he does it.
Yeah, and also he got a fucking nose job.
I just don't want a shiny bald head. Like a sweaty bald head.
Shiny.
It's shiny. Just yeah, like, but damn.
I don't know. He probably does secrets. He probably powders it.
Mattes it.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a skin tag like right here. It's so tiny.
Don't you want to rip it off?
Yes, but then I know it would hurt, but it's like.
Wait, can you look up skin tag? I'm confused now what a skin tag is.
Ready, Zane.
Don't you want to like tie a thread around it?
Oh,
just, like, pull it really
my
tight?
God. I didn't know that was a skin tag.
Yeah. It's the worst when you have them like under your eyelids.
I used to get them on my neck right here.
Oh, so I had one mole on the back of my neck, and I was getting a haircut. And was like,
caught it.
And she goes, ooh. I think you got a skin tag, but removed it. And now I don't have it. But
it's easy to remove that, right? They just freeze it and then they cut it off.
Yeah, I think you could probably do it at home, but
I wouldn't want to do that at home.
Did you ever have a wart?
Yes, I've had warts on my elbows.
What is a wart?
A wart is a fungus. Isn't it like a fungal like growth? What is a wart?
I don't know.
Non-cancerous growth on the skin caused by a viral infection, typically the human papillomavirus.
HPV.
Yeah,
but do they itch? Like, do they hurt?
No. And you definitely don't want one down there.
They don't itch. They don't hurt.
No, not like that.
It's a genital wart.
I had them on my elbows one time, and I had to get them frozen off.
It's like a callus.
Yeah,
in some way.
And what's worse is like you'll pick at it and rub at it all the time.
Mm.
They're not fun.
Yeah, they don't look like looking at these pictures. Just
weren't you told like as a kid like don't pick up toads because they can give you warts?
Yeah.
Yes, I heard that. Is that true?
I don't know. I remember my friend had warts all the time as like a kid on his hands, and he said he got them from toads.
Oh well, there you go.
But I don't know.
That was another thing growing up. They made you think you were going to get warts. Out of nowhere like that.
Or boils.
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 Boils always remind me of like Fairly Odd Parents. Or wasn't there like a character who had like a boil?
It was like a...
Like a really tender...
No, toads do not give you warts. Thank you for that, Mariah.
Yep. I used to go toad catching all the time. Love catching some toads.
You can continue to do that then.
Damn.
HPV. I was just seeing someone talk about how she got caught HPV from her man.
It's wild how men... carry HPV, but you can't test HPV in men.
Yeah, right? So it's
and so
it's kind of unavoidable. Like you can't really avoid it, right?
Well, because have safe sex and
well, if you're with somebody for years, I mean, at that point, it's like
Yeah, and but also you can get, there's a HPV vaccine, but
oh, there is.
Yes, but it's a little like risky because it can also. Wait, no, I thought HPV causes cervical cancer.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It can turn into cervical
cancer, but then I thought that the vaccine, that there is like a little bit of a risk of taking the vaccine because it could cause something else.
I'm talking
out my ass.
No, everything you're saying is true.
What's that one thing where if you like lick the back of a toad, you get high?
Yeah.
How do you find that out?
Tribal people, yeah, like wherever. Is true. There is a psychedelic frog.
Remember the devil's horn flower? That was in the neighborhood,
mm-hmm,
where
the
devil's trumpet. You'd eat it and you would literally like hallucinate.
Well,
did someone tried
you.
It?
Like you could die.
You'll
die if you eat that.
Yeah,
but
my
there's a difference between eating like a flower and then seeing this bufo toad and being like,
I'm
gonna lick the back of it.
I bet someone ate it and was like, this is disgusting. Holy shit, I'm hallucinating. And they were like, but the hallucination was great. So maybe let's not. Eat it. Let's just lick it.
One of Alicia's friends, they did this thing where you basically ingest like that toad toxin, whatever, and then whatever color you throw up is like your energy aura thing. And like
color,
what? And it's,
you could like it could be like highlight or green,
and
it could be
tells you like exactly like what's wrong with you and like what you need to like fix in your life.
Who is that shaman that's like, let's see?
It's like a different color throw up.
How her boyfriend did it.
And he was like addicted to like some sort of
drugs,
stuff.
Just something, and it took it away completely after the session.
Oh, I believe that.
Crazy.
I believe that psychedelics can really like. Get crazy. People off of like hardcore substances.
When I heard that, I was like, ooh, can I do that for vape? But
probably, maybe. Maybe.
It's a, you is tough.
I'm secretly vaping. Yeah, no, I'm stronger than that, boo.
Well, what if you just continue to lie to us?
No, I
wouldn't. He's leaving the room like, I gotta go pee again.
If I was gonna lie about it, I wouldn't like say it publicly.
Yeah, you know that's good. Mean? By you saying it publicly, it's holding yourself accountable.
Yeah.
That's good, Zane.
Sorry, and I might be chewing gum for the next few episodes. Sorry.
Eat some sour candy. Well,
no, I'm trying not to. Like, I want to just. I'm
have
trying
a
to
fix.
Like. I don't want to have the, because you know, like sugar is a problem. You know, like sugar. I'm trying to not go to sugar when I'm having these.
I've been having
temptations,
like candy cravings. So I've been on mints because all I want is like chocolate all day long. Like I've been having like a crazy sweet tooth.
Oof.
You know who has really good chocolate? Mr. Beast, the Feastables.
Are they good?
They're so good.
Are there golden tickets in them? What's the hype about? There's always a chance to win $1 million or something.
I think so. I don't know if it's like that anymore, but.
Do you have to scan a QR code and do something? Or is it like inside the packet?
I'm not exactly sure. I know I get sent them every like few weeks.
Crunch bars?
They have all different kinds.
Yeah.
Have you had the Dubai chocolate? Oh.
Yeah, we did.
You did? Is that good?
It's amazing.
Good. Okay.
Amazing.
We had the actual Dubai. You guys tried the fucking strawberry from Equinox.
The $20 strawberry?
Oh, yeah, the $19
one.
It's a strawberry.
It's a strawberry. And
it's
also
a good strawberry, but it's not like.
This is definitely a social experiment, right?
100%, Mariah. Yeah. I was saying the same thing.
What happens to all the strawberries that don't get sold that day? Like. Do you think they're really selling out? If anyone's coming in to get it, it's someone who's filming it for content.
100%, Matt. Yes. I think whoever created this was like, as a social experiment, let's see how many influencers buy this and film it. And they got exactly what they were, I think.
It's kind of brilliant.
Yeah.
It is a little brilliant, but I would never want to make it that my life passion that I, like, that's my.
No, I think this was honestly just an experiment.
Then there's going to be the $20 banana, and then we're going to have like the $20
good.
Apple.
And you know what? I hope they do it because I want to see how many people buy the fucking thing and make a video out of it.
Strawberry. I understand maybe a $20 apple that was like or the $20 pear. I would actually get behind a $20 pear.
What? All right.
Are you nuts?
Well, and that's the next round they're going to do. They're like, all right, let's see who buys the pear.
I'm talking about size and price. If I'm going, $20 for something that's 3 bites? No.
It was a pretty big strawberry. That was about 5 bites.
Their fruits in general are way overpriced. A small thing of watermelon is like $20.
At Erewhon.
I'm like, this is insane.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
I would love to just go in and like blindly interview people. Like, so what did we buy today? Explain why you bought this. How much, like the people who buy the ridiculous stuff, the $20 or $50 water that they sell, like, why did you do that? What do you spend?
Because it makes you feel something. You walk in there, you buy something, you walk out, you feel like you are with everybody up there.
That buyer's remorse crash has to be hard. Yeah. You get home, you're like, you know what I mean? Just like you're driving home, like, and then you're like,
oh god. I think I'm. I'll buy those. Like, what are those M&Ms? But it's their brand, Unreal.
The quinoa one.
I'll buy a bag of that, and I'm eating it on the way home. I'm like, I'm eating good. I'm eating healthy. I ate from Erewhon. It was probably $35 for the bag of M&Ms. I'm like, mm-mm-mm. But it's the same shit. Yeah. It's the same shit.
Just a higher price tag.
And it's, but you do and you feel like it. You're eating better, though. It's this like weird thing that they do. You're eating better.
I know. It's just you
watch. We have a new shake next week. The Erewhon cookies and cream.
The celebrity collabs that they're doing for these shakes are out of control too. There's like 15 different ones out right now.
But what's the latest one? I feel like it was like Hailey Bieber, Olivia Rodrigo, and then I never heard about any other new.
Emma Chamberlain had
Nara
one too.
Nara Smith.
Nara has one right now.
No way. Nara has one.
It's like called like butter. Something from scratch. It's actually a funny name. Like,
fucking Nara.
That's Nara's recipe.
There's a cow back there. They're like milking.
They have to do it the Nara way. Damn. All right,
this is fun.
All right, guys. Well, if you want to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath, we keep these cameras rolling so you get an extended cut of every single podcast episode. Also, we do a bonus episode every single month. We do a live Q&A every single month. Again, that's all on patreon.com/Zane and Heath if you want to check it out.
You can check out these episodes. You can check out these episodes every Monday, audio form on the podcast platforms, and every Tuesday, video form on youtube.com/Zane and Heath. Tuesday on the podcast platforms.
We'll see you in a second. We love you.
Doodles.
Mwah. Peace.
It's time to play big on Moto Social Casino, America's hottest free-to-play social casino experience. Moto.us has live casino games. It's time. Play big. Win bigger on Moto.us today.
Moto is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit Moto.us for more details.
It's time.